Shalom, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish here. Countdown to Pesach, Part 5. Today we'll be discussing, once again, Erev Pesach, Shacholias B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach coincides with Shabbos this year on a very monumental day, Shabbos, March 27th, coming up in a couple weeks. And a bunch of different variables. Today I wanted to discuss how we destroy our chametz, being that one is not able to destroy the chametz in the traditional way of burning the chametz. So the truth of the matter is we have a custom of burning chametz the day before Erev Pesach this year, which is the 13th of Nisan on Friday. So even though technically one is permitted to have chametz after Friday, even though Friday night we eat chametz, still a little bread we'll have during the meal, or even Shabbos morning, we're technically allowed to have chametz until 11:28 here, at least in Jacksonville. The actual absolute last time for destroying chametz on Shabbos day, at least in Jacksonville, is 12:30 p.m. 12:30 p.m. here at Eastern Standard Time, or Daylight Savings Time, rather. Now that we're moving the clock this weekend. But the point is, how do we destroy the chametz? You're not allowed to burn the chametz on Shabbos. So I just want to introduce the topic. There's a Mishnah in Pesachim which states that how do you destroy chametz? Rabbi Yehuda says you destroy chametz ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa. The only method of destroying chametz is by burning the chametz. The Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say that not necessarily. There's other ways of destroying chametz that don't necessarily include burning. You can take the chametz, make them into crumbs and throw them into the wind, or take the chametz, make them into crumbs and throw them into the sea. So the halacha is in accordance with the chachamim, the sages, and not like Rabbi Yehuda. So even though most years we normally try to adhere to Rabbi Yehuda's view and we try to burn the chametz, but however, this year it's impossible to burn the chametz because it's Shabbos. So this year we are going to rely on the chachamim, on the sages. So we can take the some of the crumbs left over from our Shabbos meal, make sure our Shabbos meal is done before the last time for destroying chametz here in Jackson, at least at 12:30. And you either throw it into the wind or throw it away. But, you know, if it's not windy, you just like throw it into the air. That's not really going to accomplish anything. So what you should do is take the few crumbs that you have and either flush it down the toilet, or what you could do is you can throw it into the garbage bag and take it out, throw it out, and then you make sure that you nullify it. So that's what you do. You don't rely on, or rather we rely on the chachamim this year, on the sages, because we're not able to burn our chametz, and we nullify it in other ways. Next time we're going to discuss how we are able to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis on Shabbos, being that we have to do that on Shabbos afternoon. How are we able to do Suda Shlishis on this unusual Shabbos? I wish everybody a great day and a beautiful and peaceful upcoming Shabbos.